Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Hello, hello. 884-9910, our number. John Potter, live and local for one more hour here every Saturday from 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. 884-9910. Lots to talk about here. I'll try to get through this all quickly in 1 hour's time. We have a measles outbreak that is happening not just in our country, but over the western United States and getting closer and closer to us here in Nevada. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases on the planet. It spreads through air by infectious droplets on surfaces. It can cause a rash and high fevers, birth defects, and yes, it can kill people. About one in every 1,000 of those who get it dies from measles. It's been through history. Measles killed a lot of Native Americans, took a lot of lives in the past. U.S. cases this year threaten to reverse an impressive 73% drop in measles deaths worldwide from 2000 to 2018. However, cases in the U.S. are climbing in just the first 2 months of 2024. 41 cases already reported in 16 states, including California. Yikes. In L.A. and San Diego. Also Arizona, Phoenix, Washington State, Spokane, Florida, Michigan, New York. It's one of the steepest increases in recent history of the virus at this time of year. Just today, let me see, this is from CBS Sacramento, hundreds possibly exposed after measles cases confirmed at Sacramento Hospital. A child measles case at Sacramento Hospital may have exposed 300 people, health officials say. In California, the state is warning of a measles reemergence as global travel picks up. I remember when we, quote, eradicated, unquote, the virus in the U.S., which I think maybe caused some people to be maybe a little lax in getting their kids vaccinated. The real vaccines that actually keep you from getting the disease, they worked at the time. Boy, remember those shots in school, elementary? Oh, forget it. Nobody's as old as me. We've also had 3 million people in 2023 who came illegally in the United States across our southern and northern borders. And none of them screened for health. And now all of a sudden we have measles over the last couple of weeks, especially in two southern border states, and those would be California and Arizona. Also down south in Florida, Louisiana, New York City, too, measles cases with active transmission. The CDC now says portions of the United States are at high or very high risk for a significant measles outbreak by the end of 2024. This didn't just come out of the air. I mean, that's not people going on vacation to some exotic place. People have been going on vacations for years to those places, and they get shots. This is another border issue, right? It's not like what we had with Ellis Island, where there was obedience under the law and health screenings. And if people had something contagious, they got a vaccine for it. And they stayed there at Ellis Island until they were better and they could come to the mainland. They came from all over the world back in the day, but their germs stayed at Ellis Island. But, nobody really cares about that now. But you can get measles vaccines. Your children can get measles vaccines. And that's who needs them the most. Kids under 5 and pregnant ladies are the ones who have been done the most damage of those who do get it. So call your doctor and get the measles shot if you haven't had it. I'm to touch there on illegal immigration, which I don't like to do. But I had a friend this week who told me, you want to get a bunch of calls, bring up illegal immigration. And listen, it's moved up to the top issue in the presidential campaign, but it's really not what I want to do on a Saturday morning when I kind of like to look at the beautiful weather out there and not harp on the bad news of the world on a beautiful weekend day like this one. But I will say that the news is sounding more and more like a Democrat ad for illegal immigration. America is in a situation where we don't have a lot of kids, and we haven't had a lot of kids for quite a while. There was that bump in the population commencing after World War II called the baby boom, and that's been a large portion of our population for a long time. That portion of the population, although they're much despised lately, they've done most of the work, and they paid most of the taxes for the last four decades. The baby boom has carried this country on its back for 40-plus years. Thank you very much. And there's no problem with that. You know, each generation in its turn has to lift its load. But American prosperity in this current era is a consequence of the labor and taxes of baby boomers. But they have not been replaced. Not just us. Japan is a society which is similar, even more. Japan's birth rate, likewise low, and it faces the same challenges and has for several years that America faces today with a declining workforce. If you Google, how is the Japanese economy doing? It turns out it's doing all right. Their inflation's at 3%, higher than their target of 2%, but it's lower than the United States inflation rate. So two countries, the United States and Japan, with low birth rates and lower replacement rates for workers, and this notion that if you don't have replacements, you have a bad economy, I think Japan shows that it doesn't have to be that case. Our problem is that the crowds coming into the U.S. illegally, these are people who cannot enter the legal employment economy. Immigration is a great thing. Illegal immigration is not. And seeking to spin this topic is dishonest, and it's not convincing. You know, in State of the Union or any Democrat politician, they refer to illegal immigration as immigration now. It's a word thing, like many other things. And if the American economy needs workers to come in from foreign countries, that's wonderful. The way to do that would be to not have an open border, Mr. President, but rather go to Congress and say, hey, we need people, so let's change the immigration system so workers can come here legally. The president lays out policy priorities all the time, right? Electric cars, climate change, paying student debt. Could he simply say, I want to make it where immigration to this country is easy for people who can go to work? And Congress can go, okay, let's write immigration and do that for people who want to go to work. It's simple, but this is what could be done. And that would be a blessing for our economy and a blessing for the lives of those people and promote American prosperity. But that's not what's happening, right? We have open borders, which creates instability, doesn't help our economy because most of the jobs in America can't be filled immediately with illegal labor. Right now, we're just doing it exactly wrong. Okay, man, those brain pills really changed me. I just fired up. let me see here. What else did I have here in all my papers? Former President Donald Trump. Okay, let's get into that. He won all the Republican primaries so far, except for Vermont. Haley won that. Final Super Tuesday overall vote was Trump 68%. Nikki Haley, or as my friend calls her, Chris Christie in a dress, just as everyone expected, got her clock cleaned with 27%. And then she bailed on the race. And I had always wondered during the campaign, was hers a bought and paid for performance? On the network news, a lot of Nikki Haley on TV, and they loved having her throwing rocks at Trump and, you know, like free Let's Hate Trump ads and after all the previous primary losses, too. And I'm honestly not familiar with political coverage that is devoted exclusively to the loser, but that's what we had. But the media wants somebody, especially a Republican, to be a mouthpiece for clubbing Trump. And she liked to be on TV, too, to, sell a future book or jockey for a job in a second Biden administration. I don't know. But there's a partnership between the press and Nikki Haley, and at least there was. I think she'll still be invited to show up on cable now as a tool to say something bad about Trump. She's a very smart person, but one thing I noticed, and maybe you have too, and this is the thing that drove me a little nuts, she always referred to the other potential candidates as the fellas. The fellas. I'm trying to break into the fellas. And she knows in America today there are certain groups you can piss on, and older men is one of them. Old guys are kind of getting kicked in the head in this society, a bit like all the seniors who have been renamed boomers and Karens. But the fellas, it's a bit of a dog whistle to incite some antagonism against the fellas. And it's almost as if she's really saying between the lines, I'm a strong woman and they're the chauvinist men. And there are some groups where that might work. And some people who have antipathy toward older males, they would cheer that. But the largest group of voters in the Republican Party is men. And if her intention was to position herself for the next election, not this one, she's reached the tipping point where she's just ticked off too many people and lessening her chances. Always attacking Trump is another thing that alienates Republicans. And even if Trump passes away or gets put in jail or is somehow disqualified, she will not be the Republican nominee for that reason. At this point, she not only burned the bridges with the party, she bombed the towns. It's persona non grata to too many Republicans in the country. I just saw her on that new, I got to tell you about this, King Charles show on CNN with Gayle King and Charles Barkley. They managed to turn Charles Barkley into this far left liberal. And I was looking forward so much to seeing the show because, you know, Charles Barkley is known as a Republican and a bit conservative and was always interesting. Boy, they schooled him. Anyway, I'm rambling, so I'd appreciate your call, 884-9910. And we're going to take a quick break and be back in a few minutes. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1118.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back. Welcome back. A beautiful day to do a radio show. 884-9910, our number. I have a question for anybody who's in the business. Why don't our casinos want Canadian tourists anymore? I don't think this ever made the news, but did you know for Canadian tourists, casinos want a, I'm not going to name names. This doesn't, I don't mean all casinos are like this, but the one I'm familiar with wants a $49 service fee plus 51% way over the 32% exchange rate on, say, 500 Canadian dollars. Exchange rate for that, 32%. This casino gives a 51% exchange rate, taking, of course, more of the money right there and also charging a $49 service fee. What a message to Canadian tourists. Your cash is trash. Exchanging Canadian for U.S. casinos used to be free. It was a thing here in Reno, and it should still be free because it gets your customers who will actually spend the money they brought here. I remember in the 70s, and probably you do too, the sign above the entrance to the Calneva in the 1970s, big sign, 0% exchange rate for Canadian customers. Yeah, they lost a little bit doing that, I imagine, but I'm sure they made more than made up for it with a packed casino. Major casinos, my belief, have forgotten how to promote and actually attract customers. It kind of reminds me how a lot, I think all local casinos cashed your paychecks at casinos back in the day. And the casinos would love it, and they would give you things if you brought your paycheck to be cashed. I remember the Sahara Reno at one time, because I used to work there, gave 4 drink tokens to visitors, anybody who cashed their paycheck there. And you would get, now picture it, you'd get hundreds of dollars in your hand, combine that with four drinks. What do you think is going to happen there? It had to be very successful, right? I mean, people blew much of their paycheck at the Sahara. Okay, that's not a good thing. That's a bad example. But it did work that way, and they made a lot of money with it. So I'm surprised that nobody does the promotions for cashing paychecks anymore. Other casinos, I remember the Mapes or the Onslow, Boomtown, they had a wheel that you would spin for cashing your paycheck, and you'd get things like dinner for two or a T-shirt. Chi Clown did that too. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody wants your paycheck. They don't want you walking around the casino with all that cash in hand. It's like everything opposite I learned in casino promotions. Maybe that's why gaming isn't like it was back then. I don't know. I don't think Vegas does that either, come to think of it. But we see all those ads, you know, cash your paycheck and get this, or freebie events. They would have free buffets for locals at Sierra Sid's every Tuesday. Yours truly a big fan of that particular promotion. Does anybody remember getting these certificates in your mail for the free steak dinner for two on your birthday? That's all gone. All gone. It's funny, but, you know, how did they know what my birthday was? But I went there and got the free steak dinner. Harris did that. That's right. Those were good times. And I just think, you know, promotion works like a charm. I don't know if, Craig, you don't remember this stuff, do you? Gosh, that was fun.
Not at all.
Why is it I only feel old when I come here?
Because it's true.
Okay.
Did you remember you're actually 70 now and not 69?
I lost track of that. Not personally, I don't really like to think about it. You know, I remember a time, a true story. I would automatically, I guess I was in my 30s, but I would, when people asked how old you were, I would automatically deduct 2 years and tell them. It was a vanity thing, of course. And I did this for so long that I began to believe it. And I took my mom to lunch on Mother's Day, or no, it was my birthday. And mom said, "Well, how's it feel to be 45 years old?" And I said, "What? I'm 43. It had been so long that I actually took it for granted I was 2 years younger.
Yeah.
To sit there and have 2 years just stolen from you like that, I'll never
forgive
like her.
Daylight savings time. So quick thing aside. So remembering how old you are, how many leap years have you come through?
Oh, that's funny. Because some people who have their birthday on that leap year day, they say they're 8 years old and they're really 16 or so. I don't know. But yeah, it is kind of funny.
I have a friend who was born about 8 months before me, 9 months before me in 1960 on leap day, and he just turned 15.
They stick to it, don't they?
I know, right? What about the people on social media who automatically deduct 10 years off their profile so that they can,
the government would go along with that.
Well, they're deducting not so much social media, but the dating websites. They say they're 10 years younger than they actually are to fit into somebody else's category of who they're searching for.
Well, that's a given on dating sites, isn't it? Plus, you got to get the old picture that's 20 years old. I just heard about that.
The only pictures I have of me prior to 2000 was my wedding. So I couldn't use that on a dating profile.
Is that on purpose? Because I do avoid getting my picture taken lately.
No, I just haven't been there. Yeah.
Really? Wow. Okay. Vanity. I'll admit it. You know, it's still around.
Yeah. And I remember really quickly, we were talking about casinos and that. I remember MGM when Hello Hollywood Hello was there. They would have a staff photographer or several of them going through the audience taking candid shots while they were eating their dinners or whatever, and then they could pick them up outside. Yeah.
They were free.
They didn't charge for them. Yeah.
Remember the cigarette girl?
Yep. She'd walk. There'd be a couple of them walking through. One of my roommates back in that era was a waiter, and he worked the two shows, and it was nothing for him to walk away with $500-$600 in tips.
Yeah, well, I just don't understand the end of casino promotions where it would bring a crowd of people into the casino. I don't get it because I worked in promotions, casino promotions at Sahara. It worked. We had crowds of people coming in all the time. Those were the days where if you knew somebody who was like a slot chief, he'd see you. He'd say, how about going up to dinner? And he'd pull out the pad and write your name and send you up to the restaurant just for being a casual acquaintance. And this was before the real accountants took over and the big companies took over our casinos.
The bean counters just changed everything.
A wonderful world back then. All right, I got a break for Fox News. We'll reminisce. 884-9910. Old Reno, one of my favorite things to think about. 884-9910. Going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1130.
Is
live and local each and every Saturday. John Potter here. 884-9910, our number to call. Talk about anything, especially local, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Inflation went up again in January. Inflation is now up 2.8% from a year ago. Services went up 4%. That's prices, folks. Still going up. Yet the big three media keeps telling us that the economy is improving. The message that they're trying to get across on the other party, that it's improving constantly. Sure, improving for the wealthy who own a bunch of stocks. For the rest of us, prices are still rising and packages are still getting smaller. I am not one of those rich mahoggers. Not saying they're the bad guys. I think many people have these negative adverse reactions to rich people. They don't like them. Maybe some richies don't act so nice. At my house, we're at the stage now where we have more money going out than coming in. And it's been that way for years, ever since Channel 2 cut me off the air and collected my keys. And the funny thing is, people think I'm rich because, I don't know, I was on TV. I had somebody text me a few weeks ago when I was talking on the air about somebody I know texted me. I didn't think that when I was talking about my timeshare that I was boasting at all. It's just a little timeshare in Genoa. And I was talking about that, and I forgot what I said about the timeshare, but in some way it caused this person to write, another one of your first world problems. You are longing for a better condo. Poor you. Well, honestly, let me ask you this. Is there somebody really listening who doesn't always want something better? People admire nice cars. They play in the lottery. Why can't I wish for something better? Is that not allowed now? Is that not PC? In human history for forever, we have always sought bigger and better places to live. The fact that we want these nice things makes us go to work in the morning. Am I right? Yes, you're supposed to be happy with what you have, but it's the nature of life to want more. That's what keeps me working at whatever I can do. I want to keep living this life, and that's not bad. But we know most people in America are living on budgets, and there are a lot of folks living paycheck to paycheck, partly because, here's one reason, partly because when we used to buy a phone, we didn't have to. Remember the phone company would provide the phone to you? And when you had to buy one later on, I think in the 80s, to buy a phone was like, what, $20? Who could have predicted that we would pay sometimes over $1,000 for our phone? Speaking of dollars, and I said at the end of my first segment that my wife and I went to get our car smogged this week, and the guy there had two signs up of how to tip him. Yes, tip the guy who does your smog test. So, yes, I want to ask you, is tipping in Northern Nevada getting out of hand? There are also quite a few restaurants now that expect tips, even though it may be all counter service. You know, you go into order and you go up and get your, like, just maybe just a drink, and the counter person passes it over to you. And when you go to pay your bill, the screen pops up with tip amount 15, 20, or 25%, which you choose with the waitress watching from the other, or the counter person watching from the other side while you're trying to decide what that tip is. You know, we had a bold approach at our favorite Mexican restaurant. They went right past the tip screen. They added a 25% tip, and they have a new credit card charge. If you use a credit card, it's another 3%. So basically, 28% service charge. And I tipped very well there. It was our favorite place. I automatically do 23% tip, always, never less than that. And if it's great service, like we had at Hannah's Table at the J Resort, I'll go 30%. But tip your smog guy? What about tipping the person at the counter for taking your order and then handing you your food when it's done? I think if that person actually makes or constructs that food, then yes, that would get a tip from me. Like at Subway, they put the sandwich together. And by the way, Craig, I got to tell you this. Here's something you, now Craig always knows everything. Oh, I knew that. Check this out. If you buy a Subway sandwich in California, there's no state tax on it. But if the Subway sandwich is hot, the state taxes it. Yep. If it's hot. You knew that.
Well, I didn't know it so much for California, but I knew that there was differences here in Nevada, that if it's if you go through like a deli and they if you just pull a sandwich off the shelf, the pre-made sandwiches off the shelf, there's no, it's considered, you know, just food, and food's not taxable here except for prepared food. So if you get a sandwich that you custom make at the deli counter, it's taxable.
Well, I know Nevada, and this is not a good thing about Nevada. Unlike a lot of states, we tax all food, even at the supermarket. I don't know of any other states that do that, and all the food at restaurants.
There's no tax on food at the supermarket in Nevada.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. I'm thinking of, where was it that I went to? We got some. Anyway, the classification of that food was counter food and
prepared. Yeah, anything that they have to actually physically prepare at on demand. Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, so California taxes restaurant food, eat in or take out, but not if your takeout is if it's cold, like bakery goods and cold sandwiches. Mm. And if you buy a coffee or tea in a coffee shop and you drink it there, they tax you. If you buy it in a coffee shop to go, you're not taxed in California.
Oh, wow.
Now, in Nevada, it's tax period to go or drinking in the coffee shop. I know that because I drink a lot of coffee. It's weird. I never knew this. Always had my coffee in the shop. I bought hot sandwiches, not cold, for takeout in California. I think they've taken lessons from the Grandmaster IRS. Make tax rules and forms so complicated and confusing that Americans inadvertently pay more tax than they should. The object is to confuse. When you do the taxes, tax time on the returns? Really? So many of us, even knowingly, pay a bit more on the tax form to be on the safe side because the rules are downright confusing parts.
Yeah, here's something that I know you probably don't know. I know you probably don't.
Probably.
If there is a baseball team that comes in to play the San Francisco Giants, say any team from that's not in California, any team that comes in to play, those players because they're working in California, get charged California income tax on the money that they earned playing that game.
Oh, playing an away game.
Yeah.
California gets them?
California gets them.
You have to applaud them.
So if you've got somebody who's under contract for $10 million a year and 162 games a year and four games are played in California, you take that and divide that into, you know, how much their income is for that those specific games. Yeah, and that's what they're taxed on.
That is so California. Boy, they are brilliant, these wacko rules they come up with. But the sad thing is, eventually, they kind of make their way here.
Mm-hmm.
I can name a lot of tax rules and laws. And overall, it's going to get worse because the way it is now, taxes only go up. They rarely go down. I miss Steve Forbes. He was right. Eliminate the bloated IRS and all the other taxes and institute a flat tax on each of us, 20%. No tax returns, no expensive bureaucracy. Running our tax system costs a fortune to begin. Just to run the IRS costs a fortune. Extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah. My son-in-law used to work for the IRS as an auditor, but he wasn't auditing the citizens of the United States. Well, in a roundabout way, he was. He was auditing the auditor. So if an auditor, if you appealed a decision that an auditor made, my son-in-law would review that audit. And he said 98% of the time, he would overturn the auditor's audit.
Yeah. Yeah.
98% of the time.
Yeah, I did that once. I was a little curious, and I took a finished tax return that I sent to the IRS. I took it to another accountant. As if I was a brand new customer and wanted a totally different result. You're absolutely right. And the object is to confuse.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that more and more. And speaking of taxes, Ronald Reagan's and Steve Forbes' runs for president were the only two times I actually got excited about a presidential campaign. And speaking of taxes, I'd sure like to end that Washoe gas tax. We're in one of the most expensive cities when it comes to gas prices because of that. And increases in that tax are built in. And what were we thinking? People voted. And are the roads and the traffic lights really that better since? I think we and our wallets kind of need a break.
That part of that gas tax, too, that we're paying is part of an EPA penalty from decades ago, the same reason we have to do the smog checks in Washoe County. Because we violated the clean air standards, so that's why we had to go to the smog checks.
Remember, as to why did people vote for it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Why did they do it? There was a big advertising campaign. I think all the construction companies in town put up all these billboards. They even used construction flashing road hazard signs to advertise this RTC Washoe gas tax. And it just, people saw it so much and they voted for it. And I don't think they knew that it had automatic increases built
into. And that there's no sunset on it.
Right, right. So anyway, in the few minutes we have left, what tax plan would you favor? I remember when Herman Cain ran for president in 2012, he had this 999 tax plan. I don't know if you remember that, folks. It called for the replacement of all current taxes, the payroll tax, capital gains tax, the estate tax, replace it all with a 9% personal income tax, a 9% federal sales tax, and a 9% corporate tax. No IRS. You and I would just pay the 18%. Sounds good to me. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Time goes fast here, so we have one more segment up next. 884-9910 to call and join us on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1149.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello. 884-9910, our number. John Potter, live and local. It's 11:52. Beautiful day for a radio show. Appreciate your calls. Thank you much. We had an interesting show. Don't forget tonight, the clocks, Turn ahead. What? No, you do it. They don't. Well, maybe actually a lot of them do actually nowadays. The clocks go ahead 1 hour tonight.
The only ones I have to change are my stove and my microwave. Those are the only two. Everything else automatic.
I guess you're right. My DVR box and all that. The phones, they know.
Could you see here at the radio stations with the 8 stations we do stuff on and there's automation and all that?
Oh,
if we had that go through and manually change everything, I have. Thank you. I'll mention the company's name, Wide Orbit Automation and Natural Log Trafficking Software. They all in the software, set it, forget it. It does it when we need it to do it. So.
You're doing it all wrong, my friend.
I know. I should get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and do it.
You gotta sound like they can't do without you. That you have to do all this stuff.
That's a given already.
You're a very confident man.
No conceit in my family. I've got it all.
Really? Okay. Well, anyway, folks, set your clocks 1 hour tonight. Oh my gosh! Finally, my clocks are going to be correct. And also, I just am upset that we cannot do this Fridays at 4 p.m. Because it takes from our withering leisure time another hour. And does anybody else hope this is the last time we do this? Come on, it's not the 1900s anymore. I think the farmers can, you know, survive if we moved it forward or backwards. And I just, there's no reason I can see that Nevada, yes, I'm one of those people, why Nevada can't go permanent standard time. Arizona is, it's been that way, and they're doing okay. Hawaii does the same thing. If we don't do this, I'm just not going to participate in turning the clock ahead.
You know, I heard something on the news. I think it was yesterday or one of our shows.
There's a bill. Yes,
there are numerous. Well, the thing is,
if you want to
stay regular standard time, it doesn't have to go to Congress. But if you want to change your state to daylight savings time, you have to go and get it approved by Congress. I think that's the way it is. But yeah, so one you have to have approval.
Yes,
the other
Arizona.
You don't.
Arizona got a preemption or exemption. It's funny, in Nevada, though, there's always that bill to, I don't know, make the first step to eliminate the daylight saving time routine, and it always sits in the docket. They never take it. They never take it to the floor, but that bill is always sitting there every legislative session, every 2 years. So I don't know. I just hope they do it. I just don't like the jumping ahead. You know, it's just a depressing one less hour for the sacred weekend. And by the way, the weekend is coming to a close, and I hope you had a very great week. I'm happy I accomplished a lot. The roof leak I had 6 months ago came back. The last storm was just too much. Good to their word. The place we hired, they came back and fixed it. We hope. And I got a little exercise shoveling the snow last Saturday, but it was I was shocked to see how many people let their dogs pee in front of my house, because you can tell with the it was all yellow snow. And I think those dogs know about the three cats inside. It's just disheartening. And always good to get your emails and texts. My email, renoman47@yahoo.com. Text number, well, this one here. 884-9910. You can talk and text, or talk or text at 775-884-9910. And my negotiations with cable TV and my internet provider have ended. I did a lot of preparation for that phone call, but I do it every year. Oh, there she is. Hey, sweetie, come on in. It's my wife is here. She has never, you've never listened to the show, have you? Tell people, they don't believe me.
Yeah, even when she's there with you, she still doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah, she's covering her ears. You're right. Very nice.
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Well, you look very nice. Is it raining out there? Very nice day. Going to Costco, play around with the air pressure pump. You want to do that today?
Yeah, we might have to.
We might have to. Yeah, we have this one tire, Craig. The tire place says the tire's fine. but every 3 weeks it loses like 1 pound of pressure. I know. It's just, it's only me this happens to. And anything else I forgot to mention here, because I never know what to do with the last minute. Go to brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee is fascinating. And honey, you've been taking the pills, haven't you? Yeah.
And he'll be back next week. And
is he really?
Yeah. He'll have a guest with him next week about food dyes. They rescheduled.
Food dyes.
Yep. They rescheduled from today to coming next week. So yeah, Brain Health Formulas with Derek Lee. He will be here again.
I told him bring more pills because I'm hooked. Okay. Folks, have yourself a great weekend. We'll be here next Saturday. We've got a great show lined up for you, I'm sure, by then, too. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy this wonderful weather. And thank you, Craig Moss in Carson City, for running the show again. And I'll be back next Saturday. Nobody else will have me. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 11:58.